neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
That is brought into a town of Lusha that never happens and never take place, such as a friction between a Yehudi and another Yehudi. The Torah Shah comes and says, "Lo tisnai achicha b'levavecha." And we learn when it says that, "Don't forget Ani Hashem," that means if you pretend and show a big smile and say good morning and say boker tov and you say so becher, and you hate him in your heart, in the end the pasuk says, "Ani Hashem, I know you're pretending, you don't mean it." And the other reason was that when he says Ani Hashem, that means
I know you can do it.
I know you can do it. You say, "No, I cannot let go. I cannot forgive him." She said, "No, you can do it. Here, Ani Hashem, I know you can do it." And the third reason is
you
didn't think about this today. What was the third reason?
The reason is to warn you that such a thing is going to happen.
It's going to happen. It's prediction.
Yes.
Why? Why?
No matter what, it's going
to
happen.
I know, but Hashem always expects us to think positive. Why? Why Hashem wants me to?
Warning us. He's warning us that such a thing.
No. The other way around. You have to always think positive. That never would happen. I would love him. He would love me. You know, we get together. We go to Semachot together. You know, he backs me up. He talks good about me. Chas v'shalom.
Who? My brother.
Yeah, we explain. Yeah, lo tisnai achicha. It's your ach from same Abba and Ima. The third reason is that Ribono Shalom comes and informs us, lo tisnai achicha bilvavecha. Ani Hashem, why? Because I was the cause that he hates you.
That was reason number four. I was asking.
Isn't that something?
Something.
So now here, if you have a little, not too much, a little logic, that you see somebody goes against you, who should you blame, him or? What is it to talk about? He made it happen for any reason, that you have to get the message, you have to work on yourself, you know, whatever, for your good own sake. You're good and sick. You know, he doesn't have a good relationship with you. But he was the cause. It's not that, you know, as we know, the Mizmor says, which Mizmor is it?
Tell us the word, we can try to guess which Mizmor are
they. Hafach libam lisno et amo. It says in the Mizmor. It's a Mizmor. Hasak Baruch Mizmor 105, Ruf Hei says, Hafach Libam, what does Hafach Libam mean?
I
changed their heart, Lishno et Amo. So now here, the important command that is coming up, Mishnah Tzohar Shab, is directing us, Lo Tisnai Et Achicha B'Vavecha, Hocheyach, Tochiyach, Et Amitecha, V'lo Tisa Alav, Hey, so here we are commanded to direct people, to warn them. What does that mean? When you go to people and say, "I think you have to change your way." So what's the reaction?
When it's my way, I'm going the right way. What way?
Understand, but what would you tell the person that is trying to guide you? You said, "Mind your business."
Of course.
I said, "What is it to you? What is it to you?"
Who made you the one who did?
Exactly. So here, Tatam Moshe comes and teaches us a very, very powerful pattern, and that is, why first First, we are informed, Lo tisnei achicha bilvavecha. And then he says, Hocheach tochiach et amitecha. That means, as long as you don't have a healthy relationship with another Jew, you're not permitted to rebuke him. So that's what Torah Moshe comes and informs us. You want to rebuke somebody? First, make sure you love him first. And he's your ach. But before it, you're not permitted. You're pasul lehochiach. That means you're not permitted to rebuke anybody. You're not permitted to direct anybody. So that's what Torah Moshe comes and warns us. Why? Because lehochiach, you have to love every Yehudi. Gemara says, Poshei Israel Meneim Kerimon, pomegranate that we have in Rosh Hashanah. And we ask Rosh Hashanah to be Malei Mitzvot. So here Gemara says, Poshei Israel Meneim Kerimon. Poshei Israel, the sinner, he says, full of Mitzvot. If they are full of Mitzvot, they're sinners, the Sadiqim, the Hasidim, the Kiddushim, no?
They have the potential.
No, here it says the sinners are full of mitzvot.
They have the potential of being
mitzvot. No, he says they are. Poshei Israel, Meleim Kerimon. What does that mean?
We have to see always the mitzvot of the Yehudi.
No, but he's not Poshea. He's not Poshea. He's a Sadiq. He's a Chassid. He's a Kadosh. Meleim is. We ask Ribono Shel Olam that we become full of mitzvot like. Rimon, but here says he's Poshea, he's Avarian, he's a sinner. Why? Because you think you're doing mitzvot. You say, what kind of attitude is this? Like, can we don't keep Shabbat? Can we don't keep Kashrut? You're terrible! You're doing mitzvah, huh? Here Gemara says, you think you're doing mitzvot. You think you're directing other people. You think you're becoming tzaddik by telling people what you are not to do. Don't say Lashon Hara! But that's not the way you direct people. You're a poshea. Why? Because you think you did mitzvot, but it's all averod after averod. So that's what Torah Moshe comes and teaches us. To lehochiach, you have to have a certificate. Not everybody can lehochiach other people. You cannot guide people when your mentality is just, let's do it. You know, I have to do it. That's the right way. Torah Moshe comes and says, no, that's not how you direct people. First, you have to learn, Lo tisnei achicha bilvavecha. You know how hard that is? To really love a Yehudi, to care about a Yehudi, to appreciate another Yehudi. When you have that certificate, and no matter who it is, it's your member of family, it's your friend, whoever that is, then you have the permission to rebuke another Yehudi. But till then, Chas v'Shalom, you think you're doing mitzvah, but it's all disaster, churban. Hashem Yizakenu, to be able to receive the certificate to love another Yehudi, b'ezrat Hashem.
Koyel ha'neshamot, halel ko halelu ko, koyel ha'neshamot, neshamo sheli. Koyel ha'neshamot, halel ko halelu ko, koyel ha'neshamot, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.